104.5 The Zone and 917. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors for professional installation and repair from a family-owned and operated business. Visit allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville to learn more. Getting you ready for the Titans and the Chiefs. Sunday at 2:05 here on The Zone in the AFC title game. Winner goes to Super Bowl 54 in Miami in a couple weeks. Joined now by Tyler Dunn, writes for Bleacher Report, and you can find him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. What's going on this morning?
Good morning. How we doing, guys?
We're good. I know you just dropped your story about the Titans' defensive backs. Titans DB stop Lamar and Brady, say they can stop Mahomes, too. What did you find out about this group and just kind of examining their play and visiting with them some?
It's a confident group. And I tell you what, I mean, I've done a lot of stories this year, and I don't know if I've been around as fun of a group of guys as Kevin Byer, Kenny Vaccaro, Dory Jackson, Logan Ryan. I mean, this is a group where I think you have to have that mentality. You have to have that mindset. This is really what Vaccaro especially stressed is, look, if you're taking on Patrick Mahomes, this transcendent talent who just absolutely clobbered a team for, what, 7 straight touchdown drives, you can't be on your heels. You can't think on your heels. You have to go into that game expecting to win and to shoot your shot. And they absolutely feel that way. They're absolutely confident. They think that they can force a turnover or two or three. They thought that they, you know, dropped some picks the last time they played Mahomes. And it just is refreshing. I mean, I think this time of year with a lot of players around the league on different teams, you hear, the cliches. And granted, they did give the Chiefs their due and they respect them. But, hey, they're confident in their abilities. They beat this team before, and I think they're going into this game. They don't think of themselves as underdogs. They're not looking at themselves as underdogs. They're not going to put on the mask. They expect to win. They expect to be the better team, and they expect to foster Patrick Mahomes.
Getting turnovers and turning those into points has been really key for Tennessee in this playoff run. But, you know, when you look at this game Sunday, do you feel like they're going to have to climb up into the 30s in points to have a chance to win?
They might. I mean, it might be one of those high-scoring games. It's a really tough one to read because it's like, you know, the Titans would love to just pound Derrick Henry, right, and really wear him out. And, hey, this isn't as good of a defense as they saw in New England or Baltimore. They should be able to do that, especially if Chris Jones is out or banged up, whatever his situation is. So I think the Titans might prefer that low-scoring game, but I feel like they could win a high-scoring game if it comes to that. They did it before, 35-32, and if they need Ryan Tannehill to throw the ball, you know, probably more than 14 times, you know, even 25, 30 times, I think that he can beat them in that man coverage. So that's probably what you'll see, right? I mean, the Chiefs would be dumb to not load the box to stop Henry. You're going to have A.J. Brown in one-on-ones. You're going to have opportunities. I think that to get to the Super Bowl, they're going to have to probably open it up a little bit because you're going to have to keep up with Mahomes to a degree. Now, as confident as those DBs are, they do know that Mahomes is going to put up a lot of yards. He's probably going to put up some points too. But if they can match that with Tannehill, they got a shot. And then as Vaccaro said, it really comes down to that one play that can change the course of history in his words. I mean, this is a guy who he loves military movies and books. He can't get enough. But he does see the parallels in just like one decision, one moment, completely rewriting history. And he really believes that. I mean, Malcolm Butler, I know he's not playing, but his career was made. I mean, he changed history with his play. He knows this game, it could come down to that one play. He thinks they've got the guys, they've got the mentality to make that play.
NFL writer Tyler Dunn of Bleacher Report is our guest. We get ready for Titans and Chiefs on Sunday.
Well, Tyler, you did great research there on the defensive backs for the Titans. But what do you know much about, Tyrann Mathieu and the Kansas City Chiefs and his involvement with their secondary and how he impacts those guys?
Man, that's a great question. I mean, he's definitely completely changed the culture there defensively. I mean, this is not the same defense, I think, that we all saw in that AFC Championship game a year ago. I mean, remember that? You know, you had Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead and, you know, these Patriots just kind of running it down their throat. They couldn't get off the field. D4's lining up offside. It was just an absolute disaster. I think bringing in Tyrann Mathieu, it just eliminated that disastrous situation. I mean, I hopefully folks thought there's a great clip making the rounds on Twitter from Sam Mellinger. He's a columnist for the Kansas City Star. He spotted it on film of Tyrann Mathieu just making the kind of play that you wouldn't even notice. you know, if you're just watching it on TV where the view is from, like, Deshaun Watson's point of view, and you literally see, like, Tyrann Mathieu before the snap, he's showing one look, he backpedals into another look, the ball is snapped, he goes one direction, it forces Deshaun Watson to move out that throw, and then he goes the other direction and then chases Watson down. I mean, he does, like, six or seven, like, different things in the same play, pre-snap and post-snap. I mean, not many safeties can do that kind of stuff, and he can, and he can make that play. So if the Chiefs are going to do anything defensively, it starts with him. I mean, he's going to have that kind of Kevin Byard, like, effect on defense. Isn't it crazy? So I'm sure you guys have talked about it. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing about it with Kenny Vaccaro there. Just a couple years ago, I mean, safeties were not getting paid. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu had to sign a one-year deal. So did Vaccaro. Like, nobody wanted to pay these guys. A year later, they're signing $60, $70, $80 million contracts, and they could decide who goes to the Super Bowl. It's pretty crazy.
What are your thoughts on Tannehill and his maybe even comeback player of the year performance with the Titans?
Man, he's been unbelievable. And you got to give Mike Vrabel some credit. And they had to make the move. I mean, if anything, I guess in retrospect, maybe they made it too late. But to bench, you know, your second overall pick, your franchise quarterback, the guy you've been building a team around, for somebody who, hey, I mean, if the team believed in him, he'd still be in Miami. I mean, there's a reason they let him go. It didn't work there. So that's a difficult move to make at 2-4 with everything falling apart. I think it's been a huge breath of fresh air for the entire team, and players have talked about that, including Vaccaro, that, hey, when they saw that, it rejuvenated guys in a way. I mean, defense was always really, really good. They just needed something on offense. They needed something that could take the heat off Derrick Henry, maybe open that up a little bit, take advantage of A.J. Brown out wide, and then he's done that, and he hasn't turned it over. So this is somebody that can absolutely win the Super Bowl. I think this is somebody that you probably want to keep, right? I mean, I don't know what he's going to ask for in free agency, but if it's like, you know, more than what the last quarterback made, maybe you don't go to that stratosphere. But I would think that John Robinson, Mike Vrabel, I would think the Titans would want to keep this guy. You want to keep everybody on this team together, because this isn't the last season of the Titans. I feel like this is a team that's going to contend year in and year out if they can keep the core together as long as they can.
Speaking of Tyler, Donner writes for the Bleacher Report, penned a story on the Titans secondary. And Tyler, got to ask you, the Titans lost Malcolm Butler. They struggled for a while, but what has been the key to them adjusting to what was a real significant loss at the time?
No doubt about it. I mean, that's huge. It seems like light years ago, really, that they lost Malcolm Butler. I think that Dory Jackson, I mean, he's turned his career around. I mean, he's been taking on number ones week in and week out. And, you know, the way Logan Ryan kind of described their secondary is they sincerely believe they've got three number one corners, if you include Butler, and they've got maybe the two best safeties in the league. And that any given game, he said, it could be a different DB who is the best DB on the team, and in his mind would make him the best DB in the entire NFL. So, you know, in this league, the way he put it is, like, there's assets and liabilities as a defensive back, and if you're a quarterback, you're kind of deciding, like, who's in what category. Then you're going to avoid the assets. You're going to try to exploit the liabilities. And on this Titans secondary, they really believe that they're all assets. So they don't have that weak link. They don't have that weak spot. And that's the way they can maybe dictate this AFC Championship game. You force Patrick Mahomes to have to decide, all right, who am I going to try to take advantage of here? Everybody's in tight coverage. You got Byard bodying up Travis Kelce. You got Jackson sticking with Tyreek Hill. And eventually you get a couple turnovers that can change the game. I mean, I kind of believe them. I tell you what, it's a confident group going into this. They're not going to be playing on their heels at all.
A couple of years ago when Vaccaro got here, a great pickup, as you mentioned, by John Robinson, former number one pick, who's really thrived here. But one of the people who helped him the most was the guy he essentially replaced, Jonathan Cyprien. And a lot of people said, you know, that inherent unselfishness at that position group sort of emanates from Logan Ryan, who's kind of the leader. What about that mindset and the way these guys, you know, seem to help each other, you know, one for all for one and all that?
Totally. I mean, it sounds corny. It sounds cliche. I mean, Vaccaro even started it that way. But they all sincerely believe it's there, that bond, that brotherhood. These are guys who look out for one another. I mean, at 5 a.m., You've got Logan Ryan out there in the pitch black on the ladder. Vaccaro's already ripping through two games of film and getting every muscle group worked on. Kevin Byard stretching bands in the corner. I mean, they're there before anybody else, which is interesting. I mean, Byard, yeah, he got his money. He got paid. I think another situation, the guy gets paid. You know, you're not going to set the alarm for 5 a.m. He does. It's real. And then on the field, the way Kenny Vaccaro puts it, it's he's willing to throw his body, you know, into 600 pounds of lineman if it means clearing some space for a cornerback to make a tackle. And that's another thing the guys aren't willing to do in this league. He is. I mean, this is somebody who's, gosh, he tried to pop his ankle back into place as a rookie and tore all the tendons and had 12 screws inserted into it. He tore his groin muscle, like, off the bone in year 5. I mean, he plays through everything. There is an unselfishness, and it's real with this Tennessee team.
Finally, their position coach, Kerry Combs, rumored to be headed to Ohio State as defensive coordinator. What has been his impact on this position group, and did you hear any chatter, you know, about him possibly leaving?
I didn't hear the chatter. I mean, I think that he's definitely had a huge impact, though. I mean, he has that energy that they kind of play off of. This is an energetic, lively group, and I think that he kind of has known how to tap into that as a position coach. So it would be a big loss if he left, but hey, you know, getting to a Super Bowl, maybe winning that Super Bowl wouldn't be a bad send-off if they were able to do it.
Tyler Dunn, thank you so much for the time. Great stuff, and enjoy the article, too.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Always love coming on anytime.
All right, that's Ty from Bleacher Report, and wrote a story about the Titans secondary. Called Titans DB Stop Lamar and Brady, say they can stop Mahomes, too. So check that out at BleacherReport.com.